Morning, Goober, his mom greeted him while she poured cereal into two bowls.
Hey, you're looking a little less green. Way to go, bud,
Sludge said with a grin as he started slurping his breakfast. Sludge McGee, have some manners. I didn't raise you in a barn, his mom scolded. Good morning, Goober. You look a little under the weather, Mrs. Cherokee greeted him as he walked into her classroom. Goober made his way to his desk and sat down between his two best friends, Charlie and Sally.
Are you okay, Goober? You look like you fell into a vat of neon green jello, Charlie whispered.
Oh, Goober, Sally gasped. You look like you traded skin with Kermit the Frog, only yellower.
Just then the homeroom bell rang. A lot of the other kids in the room were laughing, whispering, and pointing. Miss Cherokee cleared her throat.
Before we get started today, Goober, sweetie, can you please come up and explain why you are such a strange color today?
Goober got up and made his way to the front of the classroom.
Well, I have a case of boogeritis. I ate too many of my boogers and this was the result.
A gasp ran out across the room.
Now I have to eat lots of leafy green vegetables to get rid of it. And I don't mean good ones like broccoli and peas and green beans. I have to eat spinach, asparagus, and okra, he continued.
The drive to Grandma's was about 2 hours, so Olivia decided to make the best of it and take a nap. When they arrived, there she was on the front porch, as always, waving to them with a smile that made your heart feel welcomed. As soon as the car stopped, Olivia unfastened her seatbelt and jumped out of the back seat. She ran as fast as she could up the stairs and into Grandma's arms. Laughing sweetly, Grandma said to Olivia,
Girl, you're going to squeeze the life out of Grandma.
Olivia laughed back and said,
Grand, you always say that,
before kissing her on the cheek. Olivia called her Grand for short. She liked that because it made her feel like they had special nicknames for each other. Grandma sometimes called Olivia Sweetie or Sugar Bear. As she grabbed for Grand's hand, Olivia whispered,
I have something special for you.
Grand looked down and smiled as she said,
Oh, you do? Well, I can't wait to see.